You know, guys, as a software engineer and or a software developer, I can't help myself but always trying to analyze and kind of reverse engineer almost any application I work with day to day. Like, I use YouTube a lot, right? Or Anchor, this app that I use to record this podcast in, or Instagram. I can't help but try to analyze and make sense of the decisions that the developers who wrote this app make. And I try to take one of them today is YouTube. I'm gonna discuss this coming up. What's up, y'all? This is your host, Hussein Nasser from IGM3, where we discuss software engineering by example. And I want to talk about today one of the applications that that I use almost on a daily basis. And as a software engineer, I don't know about you guys, but I always, when I use any application, I always think about how it was developed, how it was written, and all these little decisions that the developer have made, both actually the back end and the front end and the user experience. I always think about all of this and, oh, they did it this way because of this, and they did it this way because of this. They might have, okay, I think YouTube delays the notification because there is actually a limitation to their, they're facing a problem. They all these little things, like if they, even the subscription box and all that stuff. But today I want to discuss something I noticed very recently, maybe like 2 days ago, but it's always been there in the YouTube app, right? So if you play a YouTube video on your phone and then you keep it running, right, while you are actually physically watching that, and you decided just to minimize the app and just go somewhere else, as long as you have this YouTube premium thing, you will notice that obviously the audio will continue. You can still listen to it, obviously, if you don't have the YouTube Red or premium, you will get disconnected. And there is a reason for that, and I really think that just having that feature is a tremendous value add. And the reason, just the engineering behind it, is actually very smart. And think about it this way: the moment you scroll down, minimize, I don't know if you can minimize an app in a phone, just like hide it, dock it, whatever you're gonna call it, and then you go to working with another app, so like Instagram, whatever, right? YouTube keeps playing the audio for you. And that's really cool. I use it all the time when I'm driving. I just like minimize it, go back to Google Map, and then, for example, when I go someplace, I physically go to Google Map and then do that. But, and then YouTube keeps playing. So, but the cool thing about it, if I go back to YouTube app, the video freezes for almost like a second, depends on the internet connection. And then it comes back with the video and then starts streaming again. So this tells me that those guys are intelligently removing, streaming the audio and the video kind of separately. They have two different APIs for streaming audio or optionally streaming video. Because if I'm minimizing that thing, I'm not looking at the video, and they don't want to consume that bandwidth to pull that video if you're not watching, right? But you still want to listen. So the moment you, I think this is what's happening. Maybe I'm wrong, obviously. I'm just making assumptions here. But if you minimize, I think they switch the API instead of calling to retrieve the full, to stream the full video and audio. I think they have an option to only stream audio, right? And then just think about the engineering behind that thing, right? And there are a lot of little things like that I started noticing. Okay, the moment I go back, obviously, to the video, start downloading again, and from the moment it will jump to that minute, obviously. Any user experience stuff that you see on the video, you will immediately notice it, right? Because it's changing. They don't change the UI at all if it's docked, if it's minimized. That's pretty cool thing. I just like wanted to share with you guys. On my YouTube channel, I talk sometimes I casually record videos. I call this a reverse engineering series. I really like to do that a lot. Just like pick a mainstream app, and I try to go through the app casually and try to guess the API, guess what's the user experience, what are the decisions that are made by the developer, and accordingly just discuss it, right? Check it out, guys, in the YouTube channel too. Just go to youtube.com/igeometry and check out the reverse engineering playlist if you enjoy this stuff. And I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.